It's the morning.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. It's the morning. Yeah, whether you're in a trip. Yeah, whether you got your dip or your sip, whatever going on this Monday morning is going down on the morning drip. So we got your morning news, your morning information. We got the lovely guest, Tay Bay in. The first show, first episode. And we got my first appearance in here. And she will be coming to you talking about Miss Queen Kitty. Eminem line that's out there, among other things. Say hello to the people this morning, Miss Tay Bay.
Good morning, folks. Good morning. It's a good morning to you all.
Yeah, so in the early morning news this morning, what we got here with over 29 million cases in the U.S. and over 5,000 in all cases. Latinos are 1 times more likely than whites. They're 3 times more for hospitalization and 2 times. So just log that into your register. Of course, Beyonce won 4, becoming an all-time record holder. Also got her first Grammy for her role in Brown Skin Girls. Artist and Taylor Swift's we got album of the year for Folklore. In sports, of course, Drew Brees retired, all-time passing leader in the NFL, over 80,358 yards, 20 seasons, won Super Bowl. He had 571 TDs, making him second all-time with a career completion of 67.7%. Yes, Drew Brees was dope. Okay, so top of the news. So now what we're going to do is we're going to go and get our show for the day, starting with Miss. I just want to talk to you about how this came to be. This new feminine line here you have is called. That's a beautiful little. Look at all natural, organic ingredient. Now, what does this do for you? Does it make the kitties meow? Or
nah, it definitely don't make the kitties meow. This makes the kitties right. They're meow.
Good morning, show. So we live on with Good Morning Show. We're live on air this morning. I'm back. So we was broadcasting, but we wasn't recording here. So we on live now, and I hope you all can hear me. At the top of the news is coronavirus. Over 29.5 million U.S. cases, over 535,000 deaths, and was 3 times more to be hospitalized, and 2 times more. Second on our list is the Grammys. Beyonce, of course, record holder for Grammy Awards. And Blue Ivy got her first Grammy for her role in Brown Skin Girls. Yeah, that's dope right there. Her got Song of the Year for I Can't Breathe. Artist. Taylor Swift, of course, took home Album of the Year for Folklore. In sports, Drew Brees retired. 358 yards in 20 seasons. He won 1 Super Bowl. He finished with 571 TDs. 67.7%. Yes, he was dope. March Madness starts in about a week. The NIT starting in a day or so. Gonzaga, Baylor, Illinois, and Michigan. Okay, now I got my co-host in here this morning, Miss Tay Bay, and she, among other things, owner entrepreneur of Queen Kitty and Kitty Creations. So I let her introduce herself to you guys, and we'll start at that point.
Good morning, people. Grand rising to you all. Hopefully, y'all having a great, blessed morning this morning on your way to work, out and about. Whatever you're doing, you know, riding through traffic, however it's going. Good morning to you all.
Yes, ma'am. So you have this feminine line here, and I was just looking at it, and I was looking through some of your products, And I was saying to myself, because I know that the women got to do something for their hygiene, right?
Correct.
But I just never seen nothing out there with just like a whole line of, I mean, it might be. I'm not a woman. I don't know. It's just like a line where you just like, squirt, or taking care of your kitty down here. I see all the little commercials for him or hers. I don't know what's going on with that. I don't know if you're shaving or whatever. But yeah, I look at your pattern on there. It's like catchy, like Queen Kitty and the design that you got there. Tell us a little about how that came about and what this is, this product.
Well, this product right here is a feminine hygiene line, and it consists of feminine wash, detox pearls for your yoni, feminine tightening gel, feminine oil.
I don't mean to cut you off. You say yoni, what does that mean? Because I was lame to what that means, yoni. I was lame. Yoni, tell the people what yoni means.
Well, yoni, actually, it means vagina.
Okay.
It means vaginal. Yes. It actually, yoni originates from Hinduism. It's the goddess Shakti. Let me say it right, Shakti. That's what. So we all are looking at our yonis these days. That's what they calling it. So instead of just saying your pussy or anything like that,
right.
But yeah, we saying yoni.
Okay, what type of products you got in there? Is it natural? You got organic, biodegradable?
It's all natural products, plant based, 100%, no chemicals, no. None of that. Like, usually feminine washes carry sulfates or something. Some like Summer's Eve, I know a lot of y'all are familiar with that. We're going to talk about that product. Okay, Summer's Eve, actually, from my studies and my research of being a herbalist, Summer's Eve is not good for your body. Like, actually, it causes cancer, actually puts cells in your body.
So, we're coming in right now. Another a panelist at the same time, so we knew to this. So we're trying to get it together. See if we can get Mr. Hakeem Jamal, and then we get back. Go by the way, organic, asking you about the ingredients. Hello. Okay, so while we work on getting Mr. Hakeem Jabbar in on the panel,
mm-hmm.
We'll get back into what we were asking. I was asking you about what type of products, ingredients that you have in there for the yonis, and whether they were safe or whatever.
Like I was saying, these are 100% plant-based products, plant-based. So for those that don't know what plant-based is, it's strictly plants of plant nature. Some of the ingredients consist of rose oil, lavender, mugwort, angelica oil, magnolia. This is new to y'all, so we'll just kind of break them down.
I don't mean to cut you off. Now, are they scented? Do you have fragrances in those what would those be categorized as?
Yes, my line does have scented fragrances. Washes and the oils come in different fragrances. The wash, we have lavender, aloe, rose, and jasmine. And in the oils, we have rose and lavender. Those are very common amongst people right now. They're taken to the liking of rose oil these days. So rose is a very common fragrance. Instead of like Outkast says, your rose smell like
Okay. So how did like I said, you have Candy Creations, I see here on your resume. So what is like that? It's like your parent company or something?
Yes, actually that's my parent company. That is the one that actually started Queen Kitty right there. Well, I did, but
okay.
Yeah.
And then co-founder in an organization called Legal Empowerment Group and a co-director and secretary. So what is that about? What you got going on there?
Yes, health is the not. That a minority, some people in general, we're not just going to put it as minorities, we're going to just say helping people in general. And the acronym is actually helping Earth acquire life through humanity. Right now, during this corona season, everybody has been devastated and touched and hurt by it. And we are taking donations for that organization. We are food, clothes, masks. Anything that can help to help those families in need
right now, this point in time. Families can use anything. Anybody got donations out there could donate to any nonprofit, any type of organization, to their local communities. That's why I was hoping my brother called in and was able to get through. I don't know how to fully work this yet, so he could call in, because brother Jabbar is activist and spiritual advisor, and he deals a lot in the urban communities, and he's feeding a lot of people out there on them trucks and stuff right now. He's been sending me a lot of pictures out in the community feeding people on them trucks out there. So, I hope that he can call in. I'm gonna have to put him on a speaker line or something to get in with him, because I sure was trying to figure it out how to get him in.
So
what is the Legal Empowerment Group? Now, Legal Empowerment Group. Now, I see your co-founder on that. What does that mean? I see it's the acronym LEG, Legal Empowerment Group.
Yeah, the acronym actually stands for Legal Empowerment Group. We're just empowering people, helping them build their businesses. Everybody needs to have maybe 4 or 5 different streams of income. Just bringing awareness to that and helping. Really, more about what's out there for you, because some of us are so blind and like left in the dark, and we doing.
And I wanted you to explain that, I wanted you to explain that from your perspective, because we are, and like we got a lot of, up where we can programs as far as business setup, business formations, just different empowering things, where you could create your own business. It's not a time to be looking for jobs and stuff. There's none out there. Jobs have been going away for years and years. So that's what the empowerment group is about, and health, the helping earth acquire life through humanity. Like I said, that's a has religious components to it, has scientific, literary, charitable, it's a lot of components. That's the most important thing, to be able to give back from your life, from your experiences, and that's what this all about. I'm quite sure. Not just about, let me put something out there, I can make some money. It's so many ways to make revenue.
Correct.
It's so many ways to make revenue. So, sometimes we sit down and have ideas for the right reasons, and then they come about and they multiply, So that's what we're on today. So we're going to take a slight little break. Not a break. Just in a little bit. And we're just going to ride. And I want to ask you some questions after a second here for game. So we're just going to ride out for a minute. And get to that in a second.
Check on a bitch, nigga. Fuck your whole set and your clip, nigga. Got a gang full of dirty, broke, nigga. the hype. But you keep back at my teeth in the tight. Feel that pressure number come and wipe your wife. And you had to dispose of the dice before you trip every weekend.
He got a lot to say. The brother mentored me a long way, man. I got to figure this out. It's gonna be about days a week. Basically, getting off the. I can bring you in like the way we're gonna get you in. If not now, the more the story is, we're just trying to find new ways to create new ways. You know, really be leaders, to really stand up. It's time to stop being beggars and we just keep going through the same thing over and over. And it's like, man, what's going on? It's like everybody sitting around, it's like Black history. Yeah, where did it start from? What is it from? Like, man, like people, we got to start really studying words, technology, the study of words. Because Black everything, Black dictionary is bad. It's like a Black history. So that's the kind of things we're going to chop about. We're going to chop about a lot of things. We're going to chop about business. Maybe we don't get it all political, but we do about ourselves. We got politics. Everybody has politics among themselves and among nations. So we're going to keep it really amongst ourselves. We're just feeling no bigger. So. We, like I say, we do business formations. We have a nonprofit organization called HELP, Helping Earth Acquire Life Through Humanity. And, to check in at help.more@yahoo.com for that one. And then Legal Empowerment Group, that's the LEG. That website is coming soon for you. You can tap in with that. Legal Empowerment Group 101, that's right. Email. Consulting, you can tap in at almoreconsultationllc.com, the website for that. Some consultation broadcast or whatever. Like I said, it's beginning for me, for us being on broadcasting, period. And I just want to bring you information. Want to get as much information that we can give to you, and hope that you can better your circumstances. So, business formation. Okay, a lot of people think that it takes a lot of money to start a business, and I found that to be the most untruest thing in the world. And it's like, because you're looking at, okay, well, what is a business? Most people probably believe like a business is, okay, you got the storefront, you know, all the sign in the window, this stuff, but that's like the farthest from the truth. The first thing is the thought. Okay, you create the, do what that thought is, you have to bring that thought into fruition. You put it on paper. Okay, so you put it on paper, you see it. You saw it in your mind's eye, you put it on paper. How you? B-I-N. Okay, you bring it, you give it life. You give it this number so it can do. This thing you have to do, you have to apply it to whatever state. Okay, whatever state you're going to do, which is going to cost you a fee. So that's a little simple fee, depending on what state you're in. Give you from $75 to $300 or maybe more, depending on what kind of entity you create or whatever like that. All right, that's the next thing. Bam, so look, you have $300-$400. You got a number and a business. Bam. Now, the next thing is, okay, well, what do I do? Well, you might not do something today. You might not do something tomorrow. It might be 3 months down the line. It might be 6 months down the line. But I guarantee you, as long as you have that thought already on paper, you're going to bring it into fruition versus you just leaving it in your head. Because you know how many thoughts at a million thoughts per second, then there's no way you can hold on to all those. Can't even bring it out. So put it on paper, you can bring it out, or you erase and you put them down, and that's how you do that. So you bring it into fruition. Yeah. So the, at that point, the more you look at it and see it or knowledge that is there, the more you like that, hey, I need to do something with this, or your situation pushes you toward, hey, I need to do something with this. Can I get creative with this and make something for myself? A lot of industries don't take much with the way COVID is home and online. You get products, you can sell them online, make your little, put it up, you know, have multiple things going on. You can be at home with your family if you have family and children and stuff like that. So it's a beautiful thing. So that's the kind of things we in formation. Another thing is a lot of people have businesses but really don't know business. And I mean the formation part of business. Now, I know people that have business for 14, 15, 20 years. They've been doing business. I know people that's bona fide in their positions, in their fields. And they have businesses, established businesses. They've been doing trade and commerce with vendors for years. But they have never started credit. What is that equivalent to? That's equivalent to personal credit. You created, you're born, you have all this credit. Everybody gets what they're going to tell you. You don't owe nobody. You ain't got no blemishes or nothing on there. It's a lot there, but you established something first before we could give you something. They want to know who you is. You just sort of put a whole bunch of stuff in your hand. Just dip off on them, right? So in the business world, it's the same thing. If you're not registered and recorded with the business credit bureaus, overlooks, it's like you haven't been, that whole time you've been doing business is like a negative history there. Now, the good thing about it is you back don't know that that's going to create a credit score for you. You don't know that's going to boost your business up. You don't know that's going to give you better. Businesses, you've been applying for PPP and different gave you the people was getting 50, 100, 150,000. They might have an email, a website, a NAV account, which is the second business bureau they records. It's different. You need to make sure that your business is set up and has all the injections in it. It's like a steroid. It has all the injections in it so it can be ready. I mean, you eat the meats out there, the beef out there that got all the steroids and the antibodies in it, this pump, the mass production. Hey, the same thing, you boost your business accounts, you're going to get all. Well, you got to know how to do these things. You got to know how to tap in and make these things work with your overall agenda. So it's a lot of stuff to do with Legal Empowerment Group that gets people, you know, in the right position so you can be kings and queens, so you can, you know, be your own boss, like they say, and you can create out there. So that's what this was all about. So I'm going to take a second and gather some stuff and let you guys gather your thoughts. We definitely going to be back here soon.
Underneath. I was down at the beat. That shit childish to me. 200,000 in the city and it's been sold out for weeks. Camera shoulders with me. These stones in my choker are too carous. Boulders to me. Got me colder than me.
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. So,
can you hear me? Can you hear me? Hello? Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, but I don't know how to be able to talk. I got the morning drip with chilling, huh?
On the air, we got the brother Hakeem. We got the brother Hakeem Jabbar on live now.
Can you hear me, bro?
Issues affecting our communities. Yes, sir. I can hear you live and direct. You good? Yes,
okay,
sir.
Okay. How do I plug this in? I seen something about Facebook where I could have plugged it into my listeners.
Well, see, we ain't worked up all the links. So that stuff we're gonna have to go into and figure out. But
so once we record it, it's on there. They can go back and look at it.
This is live right now.
Right, I understand.
Always
right.
Recording where they could go back. Yes, sir. They could go back in the archives and always get it. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah,
so since really we live on
archive. Yeah, yes,
I'm
sir. Hakeem
Abdul-Jabbar.
Yes, sir.
I'm Hakeem Abdul-Jabbar, and I'm the CEO and president of Afrocentric Cultural Development Corporation. And what we're trying to do is cover all kinds of cultural aspects that's going to improve the conditions of Black folks all in America. We do education, we do history, we do gaming, we do health, we do senior citizens, entrepreneurship, so forth, so on. We'll have more information about that as we move forward with it. But my main thing is that the big topic for me is in our community is that we need to this COVID thing. Should we take the test or shouldn't take the test? Personally, I haven't taken the test yet. I'm still looking at different information pertaining to COVID to see what the three vaccinations do and so forth. My mother, a few people I know have taken it. They seem to be all right. It's such a distrust of them people that we don't really feel comfortable taking it. That's my whole thing. It may be good. We may have to take it. We may need to take it. But when you distrust somebody been whooping your ass all your life, you kind of have a distrust for them. And then all of a sudden they say,
right,
here, you need this when something comes up. So you have a distrust. I know they like to bring up Tuskegee and, you know, what happened with Tuskegee, you know, and they got a grassroots program going out here in the Bay Area, in the East Bay, where I'm at, and they're trying to reach the people right in the heart of the inner city. Just because of Obama and Kamala and all them took the test, a lot of them don't. When you really in the hood, you don't care nothing about those people because they did something. You gonna do something because a lot of times when them people get in office, it be a black face on white power. And it don't make a difference for us. It just doesn't make a difference. We may see some change now. I don't know. It's your law.
We're saying that. So I see. job. I see the pictures, man. Stacks of food and stuff, man. Man, that's the kind of work that y'all doing out there?
I didn't catch that. Kind of got scraggly over here on the line. Here, what you said. Say it again now. Brother Suleiman.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
What? Can you repeat that?
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. I was seeing in your community. I was seeing on your Facebook page. Doing a lot of. You guys just had a. In the community, man, and that's like deep. And
you're going in and out. I can't hear you.
Okay.
I don't know what it is, but you're going in and out. I can hear you now.
Can you hear me good now?
I can hear you good now.
Okay, because it's lighting up. I didn't have something. You know, I'm new to this, man. This is all, man. Pressing the button. I see it's the air, but
yo, my only thing is got the morning drip with Suleiman Bey, and it's got on air. Call in and speak with the host.
Give me Chris
so,
now.
What I'm gonna have to do is what I'm gonna
you
have
hear
to
me?
Do, brother, is yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, so I was seeing your Facebook page. I was looking at your Facebook page. The work. Food with the food. I see the people out there coming through for the food, man. That's beautiful. And I was asking, is that a lot of the work that you guys doing out there?
That's just some of the work. That's one aspect of the work we do. Right now, we feeding the community. We probably gave away over $500,000 worth of food, and it's just to anybody. Anybody show up, they can come get the food. Most of the people know we've done it enough times where people know, so we just set up, and here they come, and it's a good thing. You know, these are the type of things we got to do for our people.
Yes. Now I don't know if you caught the morning, and my first thing on the news was about the coronavirus and about how many cases is it? 534,000 more cases.
Hello.
3 times more hospitalizations. Times more deaths for blacks and Latinos on the coronavirus. Like, that's not no coincidence to me. That's like, you know, that's like genocide, bro. It's like, what deaths going on with that? And like, you know, people got to stop to start thinking about stuff like that. Like, what's going on?
Well, yeah. You know? Well, what I'm going to do is I'm gathering information. I'm part of a group of people that's trying to educate our people on this coronavirus. So I'm going to give them the information, and then they can use the common sense to make a decision on whether they want the shot or not.
Right. So you got it's a group
sponsored by Kaiser. Sponsored by Kaiser, and I was invited into the group. So we're meeting. We just had a meeting last week, and I'm waiting on the information from them. And then we're going to try to get those, you know, the people right in the hood, you know, our people, you know, so they can be informed because, you know, this is America. This is the most informed nation in the world and the most misinformed at the same time. So you need to get the information because if you listen to the news do two things. They make news. Or they report news, and most of the time they're making the news. So we know this corona is a serious issue, and we just need to get our people the information so they can make a decision on what they want to do about the corona. I'm not saying taking it, don't take it. I'm just simply saying I'm going to get you the information, and then you can make a decision on whether you want to take it. Because everything starts with education. You know, knowledge is power. The more you know, the more you can do. If you know more, you do more. If you knew better, you do better. So that's what we're going to try to do on this end down here.
And that's what's important for us, bro. Get information out there.
Yes. We
got the information.
Yeah, if we got the information, then we can move forward.
Yeah, they're not going to read. We got to push the information out there and definitely keep moving forward. You can't wait on somebody if they go grabbing it. Tough times right now, man. You know, it's tough times, man. Everything, these prophetic, man. It's, we living on them times right now. People need to understand what's going on, man. You know, understand about Pharaoh and all that type of stuff, man. Yeah, Pharaoh on the land. You feel me? But you got to understand that you come from Pharaohs. You feel me? The whoever ruled the land is always called the God. So it's time for, you know, we've been asleep for a long time, brother. The world and the land been in darkness for a long time now because we've. That's another important thing, man. As long as we continue to be black, we're going to stay in the black state. Because if you look at the dictionary, there's no way around it. It is what it is. Like, you can say it all you want to. Etymology, man. The root of it, what it means, is what it means. You can try to put all the ebonics you want on it. It is what it is. So, yeah, we had tough times, man. We got to get back to land, you feel me? And going back to your root, understanding who you, the native, aboriginal, though. Folks want to say, oh, I got Indian. Yeah, you are the Indian. But Indian means India. That goes way back. We could go way back to that time, too. But I'm talking about over here, the Aboriginal is not what you call Indian, because that's dealing with over there in another continent. This Aboriginal race was here, and you are them people. You've just been erased out of history. So getting that information to the people, you know, we don't want to learn from ourselves and kind, man. You know, we've been taught, you know, you done got your wings. You know, I don't know if you heard the story about the chicken, the eagle that got his wings clipped, man. He got raised with the chickens, man. He thought he was the chicken the whole time. You feel me? Whole time he could soar, man. He was the eagle the whole time. So yeah, man. It's just a lot going on. Like I said, I was telling the people earlier, man. You've been an entrepreneur, an advisor, and a mentor to me. You feel me? So. You know, I understand where you come from. I see where you're going, man. I like going on.
I can't hear you.
I said, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, I said, I wanted to share this with you. A lot of brothers have been reaching out to me from them penal institutions, man, and they've been needing a lot of help, man, and being from those places, man, and understanding that a lot of people are searching and seeking and don't have the help and the means out here to just even free them, you feel me, because they don't have the people that can access the things that they need, and that's what I've been a strong advocate for, and they've been reaching out, man, and
We're going to definitely do prison reform because we know that that's one of the systems that this government used to kidnap us.
Woo!
And they lock you away. They lock you away, you know, and then once you get locked away, they put you in that world, and it's like you've been kidnapped. And then they let you go and just put you back. It's hard enough. Well, not hard enough, but Black folks struggle in America in certain aspects, and then you got to go through that prison garbage. You know, that's been that way for years. 1864 pre-Civil War, it was 4 million Black folks and 187,000 so-called free Black folks. And at that particular time, we only had 0.5% of the wealth in the country. And 60% of the prisons were full of Black folks. And 160 years later, 44 million Black folks, we still only got 0.5% of the wealth in the country, and most of the prisons are full of Blacks. So nothing's changed. Nothing's changed.
Right. Topic keep dealing with Black, and it's like it's never going to go nowhere. And it's something because what you said is dealing with the 13th, the 14th, the 15th Amendment, how they reconstructed their union and institutionalized slavery through the whole 50 states. So all the laws come from their Black Code Law, 1774. That's dealing with the church. So you feel me? That they put the black hole laws to keep, for better words, to keep your black ass in shit. Everything you do, the law right there on your ass to keep you confined and scared to death, petrified in your community. Into you don't understand these amendments that was put on that made you a corporate, artificial person. But the whole time. Because the Congressional Globe, I was reading from 1864, and I was reading it right here where they were saying it to themselves. Like, hey, they had set this class of property. And the Bill of Rights already covered that. Dealing with was the blacks, you see. So they, if you make the amendment that deals with them, it's gonna amend to everybody to give their property up like that. So they like, that's only dealing with the subject, one subject. That's what it was dealing with. People, there's no such thing as white. Every time that you go sign some type of contract, what it is for an application, and they have race, there's only one race. That's fraudulent. That's bogus. Only one race. So when you check black or white, you just put yourself into a box, and that's a status. And everything is off status and classism. Again, yeah, that's what they did. And once they see who you are, it dictates go. So who say that's not to come next? Who say you not to be ushered off somewhere next because you're not recognizing nothing? You don't have no seat at when you don't flag. It ain't no black flag. Only black flag is for raid. Bay roaches. So the first article of the Constitution was never taught to the people in schools. I failed. One section two. Now, nobody cares because you've never been taught the Constitution. The other person, so two-fifths, what? Try nationality and creed. Oh, the way of your foremothers and forefathers? Before there was Judaism, before all that, what did your forefathers do? How did they circumnavigate the globe? How did they mark the globe like that? So yeah, brother.
Well, what we're going to have to do, this is a good thing that you started with this Blog Talk Radio, because we can reach a lot of people here and educate them on many subjects. Many subjects. Hello? Can you hear me? Hello? Can you hear me? Hello? I can hear you a little bit. Let me see. Let me go back here. Okay. Why is this thing doing this? Okay. A minute. Can you hear me? Hello? Can you hear me? Hello? Hello?
Still at work.